What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Chapter 2. In order to be our high priest, Christ must take our fallen, sinful nature. Introduction. Both Jones and Wagoner related righteousness by faith to the unique Seventh-day Adventist view of Christ's most holy apartment ministry as high priest in this cosmic day of atonement. Their discovery of this relationship constituted the genius of their 1888-era message. Thus they established that God has entrusted to Seventh-day Adventists a special understanding of the everlasting gospel of Revelation 14, which Roman Catholics and Sunday-keeping Protestants, including the Seventh-day-keeping churches which reject the 1844 cleansing of the sanctuary, cannot understand. The Bible evidence details and confirms his uniqueness, the full eternal, sinless deity of Christ. Details and confirms his full humanity, made like unto ours. What do we see? One who tasted death for us would be an alien if he were not intimately involved, lower than the angels, in our sinful, mortal humanity. One with a sinless nature could not be subject to death, merely enduring our physical experiences and pain, hunger, thirst, weariness, could not make anyone's character perfect. Otherwise, vast billions of suffering people would be automatically sanctified, thereby. Again, the oneness with his blood, brethren, is emphasized. One, the careful, exceedingly careful verb to use is take or partake of. Two, whatever flesh and blood, Adam's children, partake of, Christ himself likewise must partake of. Three, the Romans 8 verse 3 homoema concept is paralleled in the Greek in likewise. Four, the same further rivets the idea of identity. Five, Christ's death is intimately related to the death we fear from the cradle to the grave, again demonstrating total identity. None of these truths denies uniqueness. A repetition of Romans 1 verse 3, except that now it's Abraham's, not David's DNA that Christ took, verb used twice, not had perfect identity required for saving us from sin. He cannot function as effective high priest if he takes the sinless nature of Adam before the fall. Only wherein Christ has suffered our identical temptations can his high priestly ministry function to succor, help, relieve us in our temptations. If we are assailed by any temptation Christ did not have to meet, in that respect we have no savior from that sin. He cannot wink at continued transgression. Our dichotomia in the flesh is essential. What do we see? A high priest who, 1, has taken our fallen sinful nature and condemned sin therein. 2, 1, touched, again means identity with us in every temptation. 3, like as we are, again links homoema to our identity. 4, in this light, therefore, we can effectively obtain from him grace to succor us in time of need. This is practical godliness or dichotomia. Christ's prayers were a necessity for him. He felt the terror of eternal death and damnation. Having taken our fallen nature, his relationship to his Father had to be totally by faith. Like us, he was tempted to despair. One, obvious meaning of flesh is fallen, sinful nature. Two, the teaching that Christ took this flesh is a litmus test for divine credentials. 3. Denial that he came with such a fallen nature equals Antichrist. Says John, 25 times the Son of God is pictured as the Lamb, showing his close relationship with every kindred, tongue, people, and nation of fallen humanity. The tabernacle of God is with men. How could the Lamb marry a bride of a different humanity than himself? How otherwise could they have the intimacy that marriage implies? Both bridegroom and bride must share a common experience of overcoming self and bearing a cross together. Summary. The whole of Scripture is written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Hebrews has therefore been preserved for us as we follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, including following him into the most holy apartment. There he completes his ministry of justification by faith for his people in the setting of preparation for his second coming. Conclusion. The more closely Scripture is examined, the more it is seen to confirm the message that Ellen White endorsed as most precious, the gospel of his grace, in clear and distinct lines, the efficacy of the blood of Christ, presented with freshness and power, just what the people needed, and just what we need. This issue is not an exercise in semantic theology. It is concerned with recovering the message that Ellen White said must lighten the earth with glory. The presentation of Christ as nigh at hand and not afar off is a part of that message.